Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I posted a link to the agenda in chat. We will give it a few minutes for more folks to show up. Do we have a note taker today? Rob and Yael, how are y'all deciding on who is taking notes each session?
I don't know, but I can take them on this session.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
And although I take them in this site, right?
Yeah, just edit the wiki page and in the meeting notes section, just add notes about each topic.
Okay, that's what I thought, but oh, there it is. Edit. Okay.
Okay. I want to make sure that. Oh, I'm sorry. I've had that happen, yeah. I'm sorry.
Do I put the notes in the decision actions column?
That is an excellent question, and I've never really used that column or the related JIRA column. I've always put the related JIRAs in the notes section
I can make a new
because.
section for notes.
I mean, in this and other SIGs, I've watched the note takers do what they do, and I believe the notes are added to the meeting notes column. So I can see how that would make a very, if there's a lot of notes, it would make for a very long table.
Oh yeah, I
Yeah.
see.
That's what I've always done, Rob, is just add the notes in that meeting notes column. I've pretty much ignored the related JIRA and decisions actions column. I don't know if that is something that I can check. Jennifer's not going to be here today. I see Ryan is here. I don't know, Ryan, if you have any thoughts or comments about how the related JIRA and decisions actions columns are used on the wiki page.
Sure, yeah. Related JIRA, I would use to just put a link to any JIRAs that came up as part of the conversation. I know sometimes, depending on the topic, we might have already have a specific JIRA that we're looking at, so it's kind of redundant in those scenarios. But if we're talking about a more general concept that might touch on a couple different tickets or some features that we're aware of, I would throw those in the related JIRA if they, come up during conversation. And then decisions actions is usually just like, I think of that as next steps. So, we had our conversation just now. Where do we go from here? Is it, Ryan's going to take it back to the team and get the developers' input, or we need to bring this to a different group, bring it to MMSIG, or where do we go from here is kind of how I use that decision slash action. So I think of it more as like next steps for whatever the topic is.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Ryan.
No problem.
Okay. Starting off with announcements today, I wanted to let everybody know that on August 20th, we will be having a session that includes demos of from Stanford and Michigan State University. They'll be sharing at a high level their workflows for loading mark orders, what are the decisions that they've made, what those workflows look like, and pain points, what's worked well, what's not working well, and any tooling that they use to support those workflows that exist outside of Folio. So bring your questions for them on August 20th. Are there any other announcements or agenda items before we jump into the agenda? Okay, well, we can always return to it if you think of something later. So the first topic here is really about process, and this is primarily for myself. So I apologize if this is unnecessary for the rest of you, but Jennifer and I have been having lots of conversations. So I asked a question of Jennifer because the data import topic tracker had been changed to be a new feature tracker as the name. And so I was trying to understand the relationship between the feature track here. Let me actually share my screen so you can see what I'm talking about. So I think that this link is now broken because it's been moved. Yeah. Let's see. I think that there is an archive down here. And this is not it. So I don't know what happened to, oh, implementers, new topic tracker. Oh, this must be it. Okay. So she the name has been changed to Archive Data Import Topics, but it had changed from topic tracker to new feature tracker and with instructions to not add it to this page if there's already a Jira. And I'm very process oriented. So I wanted to write up a process about what our operating procedures are going forward in this SIG. So that anybody could add a topic for discussion. And anybody can help us manage, Jiras in via the labels. In Jira. So the first step was to create a new import topic page that is linked from our agenda. Let's see, let me go back to our agenda page. Okay. So Jennifer created this new topic tracker. And so this topic tracker, the primary purpose of this will be so that anybody could add a bug or a feature request or anything that you would like to add for us to bring forward in the next. Thank you, Ryan, for posting the link to this. Anything that you would like to add to the agenda for discussion? Some of this introductory text needs to be adjusted to account for that and for how we are going to manage Jiras going forward. And I apologize, I'm going to stop sharing while I scroll because I don't want to. I don't want to make anyone motion sick with all of the scrolling. So the idea is that We will use this to track topics, link to the meeting notes where a topic was discussed, add JIRAs if a JIRA is open, but record decisions and next steps that are recorded by the group. As a part of managing JIRAs, we will add comments from the SIG discussion to the JIRAs so that they can be tracked that way. In addition to using this page for managing JIRAs and tracking them for the purposes of this subgroup, I'm going to share my screen again. There will be the list, the data import SIG list of issues that need review. In my opinion, anybody can add this label to any data import related JIRA so that it shows up on this list. So this label is where are the labels?
I think if you scroll the middle, yeah, scroll that down.
There
you
they
go.
Are.
Yeah.
They used to be on the side, didn't they used to be on
I
the
swear,
side?
I swear it's a different arrangement every ticket I look at. It's
okay.
hard to keep up.
I was going to yeah. say, as soon as I figure out where something is, it moves.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I'm glad it's not just me. I'm glad it's not just me. So there is a label in here that says data import SIG needs review. So if you add that to a JIRA, then it will show up on this dashboard. And like today, I was actually looking at this dashboard and then I sorted by votes to actually decide, you know, what do we need to discuss next? I think we need to refine our process a little because I was looking at what is on top here. And a lot of this is, you know, is already in progress or has comments from the SIG. So I think that the next step is to discuss as a group what it how we want to manage this, what makes sense. Do we just take away the DI import needs review label after we've commented on it so that it drops off of this dashboard? Do we need to add another label so it shows up on another dashboard? I just wanted to share, you know, this with the group because it's been a little opaque to me. I'm not sure if any of you have a better understanding of this and you would like to share that with the group, or if you have any feedback about this process. I would like to get your feedback on my understanding of the process to this point. And if we're all in agreement, I can update the topic tracker to include the process for JIRA management, so that we have it documented somewhere. And the next time I forget, I can go and I can look and I can say, this is what we agree to. And I can hold myself accountable in terms of managing these and bringing them forward to the group. Yes, Yael.
Hi. So first of all, I think that documenting it is a wonderful idea. So that we all know, what we're doing. Cause like, I just like added my topic and I wasn't sure the whole time that I was doing the right thing. So, and did not know how to add labels. So that would be helpful. But also I think the idea that like having it as a needs review, one, and then if we discuss it, it depends like how I think the discussion ends. Like if it's discusses where, okay, this is now a bug and going to the developers, then yes, it can come off the list. But if it's something that like, oh, we need to discuss again because we need more input, or somebody's going to look into something and then we're going to come back and discuss this again, then it should stay on the list. So that's
right.
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, right. No, that's actually, so that's excellent. I'm just wondering, how do we, Do we need to differentiate for the purpose of making sure that we are efficient and effective in terms of addressing these topics, catching topics that haven't been discussed at all, returning to topics that have been discussed but have had no movement? Do we need to differentiate between topics that have been discussed but have n had no movement and topics that have not been discussed at all? And Ryan mentions in the chat that there is a data import SIG reviewed. Maybe what we need is a data import SIG reviewed dashboard as well, so that we can flag things that have been reviewed and don't have process. And haven't, been picked up. Or require a further review at a certain point.
Is it crazy to add a label require further review?
Well, I think that if we don't finish the review, like we need to come back to it before we expect it to be picked up, and by someone else. I think that if something doesn't get finished, if the review is not finished by the SIG, then we should just leave data import needs review on it. But if it is finished by the SIG and we're waiting, we just want to be able to steward it and make sure it gets picked up for that next step. And if it doesn't get picked up for that next step, then circle back and review it again to see why didn't it get picked up? What is it that do we need to do something else? Ryan?
I think maybe one thing we should make sure to do when, which I think we've been doing lately since we started using this label, is when we do review an item as a group, whether it is, whether we get to a point of completion and we can remove the label, or if it needs another round and we keep the label on, or I guess in that first scenario, we would put on that reviewed label instead. We should make sure we're always adding a comment to the ticket, so the next time we pull it up, we know where we were, in the event that, a ticket, we don't get back to it for another month or two, and then we say, "What did we talk about last time? Where'd we land?" We always know that last time we reviewed it, we make a comment in the JIRA, so we have a sense of where that conversation was last. I think would be most helpful.
Thank you for that. So I see Jeanette is commenting that labels of discussed, undiscussed. So are you suggesting that we add discussed and undiscussed in addition to needs review? So it's kind of like a
Thinking,
matrix.
yeah, and if you don't want to do labels for both, when you add the comment, you could just add a label like discussed or something, and then you can sort JIRA by things with the one label and not the other, I believe. But that way you could gather everything, but also still narrow down on what you want.
Right. So I like all of these ideas. So I like the idea of creating a separate data import SIG review dashboard as well. I'm going to make sure that I record these as actions just in case they don't make it into the notes. And then we don't remove the needs review label until we have consensus at the end of a discussion. Or maybe lazy consensus at the end of a discussion that we can remove it, but everything should be on either reviewed or not reviewed. One of the things that I picked up this one really old Jira because we are in the middle of migrating to Ramsons, and with the changes to the mark to instance map in Ramsons, we have custom mappings and we basically have to redo them every time we migrate. And we've been using, we basically grab the JSON file of the mark, the rules file for the mark to instance map, and then manually customize it and then put it back. And with the changes, especially to the subject areas where you can now use indicators and values from, the subfield two, to differentiate, it is just so hard. It is so difficult to edit to customize the mark to instance map via the API. So I basically went in and I tried to bump up the old Jira we had to have a UI for customizing the mark to instance map. So there are a number of Jiras out there that are data import related or adjacent that are not in this list. And I guess that could be a metadata management issue more than a data import issue. But trying to, one activity that we might undertake is trying to find those and, closing the loop on all of these long open data import JIRAs, and just closing them if they're no longer appropriate. Well, thank you for all of the ideas and the feedback. I think I'm going to, before the, I'm actually out next week, but before the next session, I will try and write this up in the wiki so that, and share it out on the Slack channel. We can return to it in the SIG group just to make sure that I have accurately represented what we discussed and the options. But I think that documenting a process is, I know that I need it to be documented because I will forget what the process is between now and the time I need to use it. Any other final comments about? About this? Okay, if not, then our topic today is canceled jobs showing up in settings. Yael, do you want to?
Sure. Should I think it'll be easiest to explain our issue if I share my screen. So I will
Feel
do
free.
that. As soon as I'm figure out what's going on, because I got a new computer and I'm still figuring things out. Share. Okay. So you should be seeing my screen with the data import log in it.
Yes.
Okay. So we noticed this issue because we've been having an issue that is probably our problem with lots of timeouts. So we end up having to jobs get stuck and then we have to stop them. So if, like, you look at this one where it says stop by user, you can see it's job that ends number 640. And so you know how when you click on the job profile, it takes you to the settings. And then it gives you a list of all the jobs that use that, all the jobs that use that job profile. And you can see that the last one here is 639 and it's not showing 640. So it's not actually showing me all the things. Now, in this case, like for this particular job, it actually did run, even though it said, even though it was stopped by user, it was stopped, it got stuck at 99%. And I had a feeling that it was probably, maybe there was one file that, you know, one record that needed something. And I actually, it had actually done everything that I needed it to do. And then it just got stuck. So in my, you know, I needed in this list of jobs, because it, like using this profile, because it is, it was used. And yeah, so I don't know if, the, and it's in the log, which is what, so I'm not clear to me where this job, where this list is coming from. If when I go to my data import log, the job is there. So, and it has a job, you know, a number, an ID number and everything. So it obviously exists somewhere. Yeah. So I guess, I don't know if this is a log issue, a settings issue, a recording. I mean, I don't know where the problem is. So, and I, yeah, that's where we are. So I'm going to stop sharing and love to hear anybody's, if anybody else has noticed this, if anybody thinks this is important, what do people think?
Ryan?
Yael, if you could, sorry, if you could share your screen again, I am curious. So the one example you showed us, we see, you know, it's showing on the overall logs, but not under the profile. I see there's another one, I think, stopped by user that had 100 records. Is that using, it looks like that's using the same job profile, right? The 999FF ignoring field protections. Yeah, it looks
yeah,
like
it is the same job profile. Do you want me to see? But we've noticed this with other job profiles. It's, I mean,
sure.
We just happen to be doing a lot of these lately. I did, I mean, these are mostly mine, but or Jeanette's. But we've noticed that it's with other, like the ones that completed or completed with errors are all there, but it's the stop by user
stop
ones.
By user.
And we,
okay.
Yeah. And we've noticed it with other job profiles as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just the one thing I wanted to confirm was whether this seems like it's a record specific thing or not. So like that, yeah, that one with the 100 records, I'm assuming if you drilled into the job profile, you're not seeing quick export 1521 either. Is that correct?
Where, I'm sorry, where, this
stop
one
by
here.
User. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. So if
we
you clicked
can look.
into the profile
This was,
details.
Yeah. That was,
I believe it only shows completed jobs. It doesn't show stop by user or failed jobs in the list of jobs using
yeah.
the profile.
Yeah, so.
Yep. That's what it looks like. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop sharing. And anybody else notice this? Does anybody else use that list for anything or pay attention to their settings?
So I just checked this in our environment and we are seeing the same thing. We've just never noticed it before.
Okay, and we are on and still on Quiznalia, but I mean, you're, so I don't know, and we haven't started testing Ramsen, so we don't, so I don't know if this is something that is different in later, in the later release.
So we are also on Quiznalia. We are starting to test Ramsen, but we're still working on configuration. So we actually haven't tested data import that much.
And I can double check with, you know, something like Sunflower, but I don't recall anything in the last handful of releases that specifically targeted that list. So I would be surprised if there was any difference in behavior, you know, in Sunflower or Ramsen's at this point. But I'll double check.
And, you know, we have a couple of JIRAs, I think, or at least discussion topics where we've discussed issues with the logs. And I think, you know, we could add this to our long list of issues?
Well, I think that so actually that's a really good question, Ryan. How should so what are the next steps for this? I think that as a SIG, we need to decide, is this expected behavior? And if not, we file a JIRA. Right. And it would be like a feature request because it's, I mean, well, that's the question. Is this a bug? Or is it just, functionality that is a side effect of it was neither intentional nor unintentional. It just wasn't covered in the spec when that aspect was implemented, right?
Yeah, I feel like that goes to the question like that only the developer could say, oh, yeah, no, we did this on purpose because if you stopped it, why would it be in the list kind of thing? And then we're like, okay, well, then we don't want it to act that way. Can you change it? And then it's a new feature or a new development. And if it's, they say, oh, no, it shouldn't be happening, then it's a bug. Like, and we, again, like I think we discussed in the back, we can't make that judgment, but we should create. Like we need to understand why it's like that, and then say what and tell them, and say what we want to happen as a SIG.
Right. So it, to me, that speaks to we need to open a JIRA, but what I would like to understand and document is like what are the useful parameters for that JIRA? Is it a bug? Is it a story? Is it like how do we take these expected versus unexpected behavior questions when we decide that the behavior in Folio is not what we expect nor what we want, and we need to get it in the queue for, developer attention at an appropriate point.
Yeah, I think something like this is the kind of thing where I think I agree with you, Christy. If as a group you all feel that this is something that should change, whether it's by design or not, if it's behaving differently than you think it should, or what would be best for your users, then I think it makes sense to approach it with a JIRA, and then that would be the kind of thing where I would then take that to the team and discuss, what were the original intentions of this? Is this by design or is this a bug? And we would sort out that situation, and then from there we could make the determination of, the JIRA exists already. We just make the determination of, is it do we consider it an enhancement or do we consider it a bug, and then go from there. See, Jeanette's hands up.
Jeanette. Yeah, I was also just wondering with these kind of tickets, like, should there be one central ticket or should each thing be its own ticket? And how big or small should something be to be a ticket? Because, for example, this is a very peculiar thing that I noticed that's very small, but in the logs, you cannot control and left click on a link to open something. In a different tab, you have to right click and open in a new window. But with every other place in Folio, you can left click and control and open in a new tab. And it just seems very small to create a whole new ticket for. But also, I don't know where else to get attention for things like this. I don't know if that all made sense or got a little sidetracked.
I want to hear what Ryan has to say, but I want to jump in as, again, someone who focuses on establishing processes. And I would like for us to establish norms and processes for how we approach these things within this SIG so we don't have to stop and figure it out each time. But also, I would like to say that if we don't document the small stuff, it's never going to get attention. So I want I think that as a SIG, we have been, and I'm guilty of this too. You know, we've got big fish to fry with data import. No ill wishes to the fish, but and I don't want to distract with the small things, but I think that we're beyond that point, right? I think that we need to be exhaustive in bringing these things to the group. So in terms of a process, maybe what it is like you have this small thing, add it to the topic tracker so we can discuss it as a SIG and decide as a community, what is our expected behavior? Does it align with how Folio is behaving now? And if it's not, we can open a Jira and get it in the queue. It is not up to us to decide. We don't know how much work something is. Like there are many ways of like defining small, right? And to some extent, that's not necessarily up to us, right? We can prioritize things. We have prioritization activities that we do as a SIG. So yeah, I just want to put in my two cents to say that I don't want to say that nothing is too small, but I don't think that the examples that you were given should be considered too small for our consideration. Vivian?
I wanted to sort of throw in, as far as like the process, how those of us who are hosted, how that may differ from folks who are self-hosted. So, for instance, we're you know, just about everything that comes up for us goes to EBSCO customer support first, and they often end up telling us whether something is a bug that's going to be fixed or something that's considered an enhancement. And then, you know, for like in, and we're still developing our in-house, you know, our process for the consortium because we're only a year in, but we've got an enhancements committee that is actually reviewing all the various enhancement requests that comes through all of our members. And then, you know, eventually some of those enhancement requests will be released, quote unquote, released out into the wild, which will mean that, you know, we'll be coming to the various SIGs and talking about the things that we want to advance as far as enhancement requests. But yeah, I agree. It's not always intuitive whether something is going to be considered a bug or an enhancement. We've had things relating not to data import that we considered to be bugs, and EBSCO came back and said, well, this is actually considered an enhancement because this is the way things were designed and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, they get turned into enhancements. So I'm just, I guess, sorry, I'm sort of stream of consciousness here, but the takeaway I think is, as long as we're documenting a procedure, I think it would be helpful to include in that documentation determining, again, how those of us who are hosted and sort of customer support is our first step, how that is taken into account, or whether it's taken into account. I'm sorry, I don't know if any of that made any sense, but.
Of course it did. And I mean, I think that you're highlighting just some complexities in that not all of us have the same hosting situation. And you know, our customer support, to use your term, is different. I think I don't know what the answer to that is. And maybe this is a conversation. I think that we're going to have to return to that and think about it.
I mean,
But
I'm not sure there was even a question in all that. It was more like, as long as we're documenting procedures, let's take those of us who are hosted and go through customer support into account as well, so that we know what to do.
So, I see your hand, Yael. So the one thing that I want to say is that, We're hosted by Index Data. And we have a process. When we see things, we want to make sure that it is, it's not unique to our environment. We have an internal, vetting process for bugs as well. But when it's a problem with, or when the issue is a Folio issue, we escalate it to the community. So I don't know that we can include processes for customer support at individual instance. Everything's going to be different. I mean, even with the same vendor, different institutions have different practices or workflows in place. But I do take your point that we need to acknowledge and understand that there are these other communities that are doing some of this work in parallel. And how do we interact with them? That's just a question I think that we're going to have to take up. And I don't know what the impact is for us. And then I will pass the baton on to Yael at this point.
Well, I just want to add that I mean, I get that different institutions are going to have different workflows, and like with us, because we're self-hosted, I mean, our first step is always to figure out if there's something that wrong at our end or if it's a Folio issue. Like so I get it, but I think the fact that the institutions that are hosted and like as Vivian says, that they go first to EBSCO and then, because that's their procedure and it makes sense to me. And then EBSCO says, oh, well, no, that's a bug or that's a feature. That actually could be super helpful when, if Vivian finds an issue and then EBSCO customer service tells them that, that no, that's something that's in development or that we'll need a new procedure or we'll need a new enhancement, then Vivian can come back to our group and say, hey guys, this is what EBSCO told me. We should add that to the, add that to our ticket, and it's actually now going to be an enhancement. And the fact that Vivian got this information from her vendor, that's actually helpful to us. Does that make sense? I mean, I feel like everybody's just sort of just quiet.
Yeah, actually, no, that, I mean, I agree, because if EBSCO creates a JIRA, then we can come back and say, okay, a JIRA has been created for this issue, and here's what it is.
Right, and then we could all add our comments and our story, our screenshots or whatever to that existing JIRA because EBSCO's already agreed that here's an issue that we need to work on.
I mean, is there a way of just adding the DI SIG needs review to those for pulling them into or just calling them to the attention of the SIG? Because I do think that it is important that, like, if y'all find a bug, we want to know about it because, I mean, we probably have it too, right? Yeah, I mean, I think that that's going to be tricky how we negotiate that space. But I take your point, and I'm glad that you brought it up because I don't think that we can pretend that that doesn't, exist as a consideration for the work that we're trying to do in this SIG.
I'm just going to mention that our enhancements committee is trying to document the procedure and the workflow of how an enhancement request becomes, actual development, both in terms of internally within our consortium and within the committee structure, which is still definitely a work in progress. But also, again, once an enhancement request has been released into the wild, the procedures do very much seem to differ from SIG to SIG to SIG. In some cases, it's like the first step is create a JIRA and then bring it to the SIG. In some cases, the first step is to contact the product owner, and the product owner will create the JIRA and bring it to the SIG. And in some cases, the first step is bring it to the SIG before you even create a JIRA. So we are attempting to, I mean, I don't know whether I want to say impose some sort of order, but to find some sort of standardization there so that we can describe the process for our members.
I mean, I think it would be great if there was more of an established process across SIGs, but I'm not aware of one.
I mean,
Sorry.
it just it's more me complaining, you know, more Vivian complaining as usual.
I've been there. Don't worry. Don't worry. I mean, maybe this is a topic that needs to go up to like the product council. I don't know. Brian, do you have any thoughts about that?
I was going to say the exact same thing of I wonder if the product council might be able to help with that, because I think you raise a good point. Every SIG and every subgroup and every corner of folio will do things slightly differently, you know? And if there could be more order across the SIGs, more where we have the same or at least closer workflows, you know, there could be reasons to do things slightly differently depending on the application, but it could be good to try and get some alignment as much as we can across the board, because yeah, it can be a little funky, especially for folks who go across, you know, different portions of folio to say, well, over in this SIG we do it this way, and then in data import, we're doing it this way. So I think that's a fair thought you just raised, Christy, of I wonder if the product council might have some thoughts on this or might be able to give some guidance.
Autumn.
Okay, I have just recently been elected to product council, but I'm learning, so I don't know what's going on. However, if you want me to bring this possibility of a discussion back to them, I'm happy to do that. My actual thought, though, is that I think if there were some harmonization of this process sort of across the SIGs, we might see more involvement from the community. I think just in general, the software development world is unfamiliar. I know it was to me as a little Markbound cataloger for a decade before we moved to Folio. So, moving into the Folio community space can be a little overwhelming. It's hard to know where to begin. And if there's a clear path for folks to be like, okay, found this issue. I know exactly what SIG to take it to, and I know exactly what next steps to take in Jira or whatever, would put us in a better position, I think, in terms of community involvement.
No, very well said, Autumn. Thank you. So I don't know what next steps are with this. Maybe we can return to it. Jennifer Eustace is also on the product council, so Autumn, maybe you, she, and I can chat on Slack about how we can bring this to the product council as a pain point and a potential discussion topic. Great, thank you so much. All right, so we've got about 10 minutes left, and I wanted to return to Jeanette's question because I have this question too. So what is next? I'm wondering, Ryan, if maybe we could take the Stanford example and create a Jira so that we understand the appropriate way to create a Jira for an issue like this where we have folio behavior that is not expected behavior, and we're in consensus about that as a SIG, and we need to We just need to get it into the pipeline. Could we do that?
Oh, you mean like right now? Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I can do it, but I would need for you to tell me, like which template to choose, like what do I select for this value?
Yeah.
Or do we want to save that for next time and give you time to think
Well,
about
good
best
question. Because
options?
on one hand, I could just walk through right now and say, here's what I would do. I know there are some templates floating around. But you could also just, write things out as you like to. My general approach, whenever I have to create one is, especially in the scenario of here's something that is, here's something that is not working the way I would expect it to. The best thing is to give steps to duplicate. And so I kind of would say to use a, sorry, I just got distracted looking to see if there was a template that made sense real quick, but maybe not. But yeah, I would say steps to duplicate, give a brief description of what you're seeing, and then also say what you would expect to see. And it can be very simple. And you don't really need to get super in the weeds. And as long as you're able to give that direction of, step one, go to data import. Step two, click on the logs. However many steps is required. And then say, when you follow these steps, you'll notice the stopped by user jobs are not displaying in this list. Here's the expected behavior. So maybe that's something we could do for maybe next session is to kind of walk through one of those together. Again, there might already be a template that kind of helps put this into makes it easier, but I don't have it immediately handy, or we can just kind of walk through together and write one on the fly next time.
I think that just what are the values that are important to populate, and how do you choose the appropriate value, for say project and work type. I really liked that you gave us how to format a description. So walking through this next time, I think would be a great activity that I would like to see us do. We probably don't have time today, and that'll give us time to prepare for that. And I won't be here next week, but I will let Jennifer know.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I did find we do have a template in Jira with that. I can share my screen real quick. We do have a couple minutes at least to just show you how you could easily pull up this
That would be
template.
great.
All right, one second here. Okay. So let me close out of this. Discard. So if I'm in Jira at the top, you can just click create to really quickly start something new. The projects you would want to select from, most commonly we're talking about either data import or inventory. And you don't have to get it right the first time. I get it wrong the first time constantly, and then my developers will say, "Hey Ryan, I moved it over here, so don't worry about getting this exactly correct. Just make sure it's, if it's something to do with data import, you're likely going to be doing like UI data import. If it's something, you're seeing in the front end, if it's something in the mapping or something wonky in how profiles are being processed, you'll probably be looking at mod data import as your option. And again, once we take a look at it, the team might say, oh, it makes more sense to put it on the front end under UI data import. We'll move it around as we need to. Or if it's more of a mod source record storage thing, we'll move it out around as we need to. But as long as you're putting it in somewhere relating to what we're talking about, or then that gets it in the right area, and we can hash it out as needed. So like here we did UI data import, and under issue template, I did find one a second ago. Oh wait, here's the one right here. Standard bug write-up format, which I know it says bug, and we were just talking about how sometimes things that are we think are a bug are actually an enhancement, blah blah blah. I would say the same template concept works perfectly, whether you think it's whether it's truly an enhancement or truly a bug. It still gives us the exact information of I expected this and instead I got this. So if I click confirm, I think that should apply it. Yep, there we go. And then you'll get what I had just posted in the chat, where you don't really need this thing that comes in here, but the overview. So like overview is just a quick adopted by user jobs are not showing in DI logs, just something really quick like that. It doesn't have to be an essay. And then give your steps to reproduce it, log into Folio, go to data import, click the logs, whatever it is. Put your expected results of, here's what's currently happening. I'm sorry, the expected results of here's what I would expect to happen. And then actual results would be here's what's currently happening, which you don't think should be the case. And then there's the spot here for if there's any additional information that should be included, or if there's interested parties that you think sh you should tag. These are optional, I'd say. If there is no additional information, you're not aware of any interested parties, you can just delete it and move forward. You would not need to select a sprint or story points. That goes to the dev team. For development team, if we're talking about data import, or for connecting it with inventory, it would be full legit. There are aspects of inventory that are owned by Spitfire, but others that are owned by full legit. And then data import will always be full legit. So you could always just pick full legit in this. You don't need to pick the versions or the release or any of these other CSP details, or even the priority. And then, if you wanted, if there was any specific label you wanted to note, if we decided we wanted a process where we're going to put, DI sig needs review or something like that, you could put it in at this point. And then that's, I think, about it for all the required details, and then you just click create and it'll create the ticket for you. And then at that point, I would say, just to make sure it doesn't get lost, you could either message me directly or tag at me in the story, or make a point to bring it up with a larger group at SIG, and we can make sure it gets reviewed and moved to its right place. So that's my quick off the cuff how to make a story. I know we got like 1 minute left, but anyone have any immediate questions on that process?
No, thank you for sharing that. I actually do have to run because I've got another meeting in 1 minute. But thanks for a great meeting, everybody. I feel like we solidified a lot of the process in my own mind. So I hope everyone else feels the same. And I will I'll see everyone in 2 weeks. Bye.
Great. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye now.